This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To go here on the Good Day Health Show, Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, who is a NUCA board certified chiropractor. He has a GAPS practitioner badge that he pins on his chest every single day. I am a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife Mary run this fabulous clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's here every week on Good Day Health to help us understand things from whatever his perspective and Dr. Ken's perspective are different, but they're both valuable because they have information that probably you're not going to hear anywhere else. That's why I have them here, frankly, on Good Day Health. So, let us get started with an overview. It seems sort of counterproductive because you and I talk a lot about fish oil supplements, the fact that there are a number of them in our supplement of the week category that we talk about with standard process, all the various oils. I think we went through them all a couple of weeks ago. Fish oil, the tuna oil, the various other oils there. But fish oil, basically, is the focus of a study that suggests that it doesn't, the fish oil, doesn't prevent heart problems. I find that hard to take seriously because I take a lot of fish oil supplements. And as a matter of fact, Ken Kronhaus, who is a member of the American Heart Association and the American Medical Association, is a chiropractor, is a cardiologist. He says that the reason I don't have any plaque, no calcium buildup in my thoracic cavity, is because I take so much fish oil. Amazing. So how do we take these studies seriously, Jack?
Well, you have to find out who paid for the study, for one thing. That makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
And as Marcia Angel, who was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, which is, you know, Moses on the mountaintop as far as published medical research is concerned, after 20 years as editor of that journal, said, I wouldn't trust anything in these magazines anymore because they're all bought and paid for. So you have to kind of look at who put this up. Now, there, if you go to PubMed.com and you put in omega-3 oil, there's not enough years left in your life to read all of the positive research of omega-3 oil and its effect not on just the heart, but on the brain.
Yep.
And on our endocrine glands,
yep,
and several other parts of the body. And why? Because simply we have developed on this planet eating what Mother Nature provides for us, not what the major food companies provide for us. And as long as we concentrate our intake on what Mother Nature made, our bodies are going to work the way Mother Nature intended for them to work.
Yep.
Look at all the civilizations that grew up on the shoreline.
Yeah.
The Medo-Persians,
Eskimos.
The Greeks, the Eskimos, the Polynesians, the Romans, the Greeks, the Medo-Persians, the Spanish, the English, the French, the Italian, all these people, all these great civilizations that grew up on the ocean that ate their foods from the ocean. And if you look at the interior of some of these great continents, you don't find the same representation because Mother Nature's food was so easy to get from the shoreline.
Very easy. I want to say hi to Leslie, who lives in Salt Lake City. I'm not sure if she's a fan of yours, and I'm thinking that she may be even one of your patients.
I take
Leslie,
care of Leslie.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello, Leslie. So I want to just, before we leave this study or these studies, I'm looking at the first one, which they say was the longest and largest randomized trial, looking at whether omega-3s and or vitamin D provided any benefit. How can, the focus is on preventing atrial fibrillation. Mm-hmm. So I paid attention to this because, you know, I've just maybe had a TMI or whatever, the TRI, TIA.
Yes.
And so that is supposedly something that may be caused by atrial fibrillation. My father had atrial fibrillation from his 50s to when he died at 91, and so I'm now wearing a heart monitor to see if I have any fibrillations, because I can't feel them. I don't think I have them. I have a bunch of tests the last 3 or 4 weeks. Do I have a hole in my heart? No. Do I have this, that, or the other thing? No. Everything's coming up negative. So anyway, anybody tries to tell me, after what you've told me, what Ken has told me about omega, especially threes, and vitamin D, and how good they are, and what my condition is because I take them, I'm going to laugh in their face. Because I think that this is ridiculous. And I'm trying to find out, by looking at all this stuff, who paid for this. You know, atrial fibrillation affects 30-some-odd million people in our country and around the world.
Well, it's simply a malnutrition loss of vitamin B4. It's a vitamin the FDA says doesn't even exist. But it existed 100 years ago when they discovered it. Mm-hmm. And it's in wheat germ, and it's in rice polishings, and it's a few other things. And when we started milling wheat into flour, we lost vitamin B4. And you can chart on a graph the implementation of bleached white flour into the diet and the explosion of heart disease that took place at that time. Now, you have Cataplex B Core, I think.
Yes. You should I have be taking, all of the Bs.
Yes. Take at least four of those a day. Cataplex B4. It is loaded in vitamin B4, adenosine, a very important vitamin for heart health.
All right. So there's that, and a couple of other B vitamins that come from standard process that I take as well. And they go all together here. So
then they're food-based. That's
right,
what
so
makes
this,
the difference.
The finishing off of this information suggests that other studies have resulted in what they call conflicting data. But many have shown there were no benefits of taking fish oil or vitamin D. These people are full of S-H-you-know-what. They are.
The thing is, you have to look at the study design. Who were they? Yeah. What population group were they looking at? Were they looking at people that were drinking soft drinks all day long and pizza all night long? I mean, you have to understand what kind of an environment and boundaries were set up. Who in the world were they looking at when they did these studies? Because if you have somebody that keeps hitting themselves in the head with a hammer all day long, and you're testing the effectiveness of aspirin for pain relief, you're not going to get the results you otherwise would get if you weren't banging your head all day long. That's a dang good analogy.
That is very good. Thank you. Dr. Jack Stockwell here in Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. If you want to take care of your body, by one of the sponsors of this program is Calitrin. The way we lose weight is very important. That's, by the way, one of the things the study found was losing weight is very important. Duh. We need a study to tell us that. I was just looking at the bottom line here. Yes, you should continue to lose weight. What else? There was one other line. Here, let me see what the bottom line was. People who lose weight, control their blood pressure, and drink less alcohol will be healthier. Duh. That's brilliant. Thank you very much for that. And then we spent 6 minutes talking about it, which is even probably dumber. At any rate, taking care of you, this is not dumb. This is 60 seconds devoted to your brain. As I said, the program brought to you in part by Collagen, but the other very good supplement that you need that doesn't come from a standard process is a healthy brain all-natural supplement called Prevagen, Prevagen. You can get this in most of the health food stores around the country. You can also get it by going online to Prevagen.com. It will give you a healthier brain. As you get older, you have cognitive-related impairments. That is, you forget things. Jack forgets who I am sometimes. He needs to be, who? Huh? Doug, what? Prevagen is for a healthier brain and a better life. Yep, your daily routine needs improvement as you get older, and so why not do what a lot of millions of people actually are doing now? Prevagen has come along an all-natural combo of ingredients that will help stimulate and supplement what's going on in your brain. So for a healthier brain and a better life, make sure you make Prevagen a part of your daily routine.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
7 days of Black Friday deals on the hottest brands.
Kick off your holiday shopping at Staples, where you'll find the best gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods with wireless charging case are just $119.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
The most wonderful deals of the year are at Staples this holiday.
Ends 11/28, in store only, limit 2, while supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
The Black Friday sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with Doug Steffen on your Good Day Health program. A Good Day Health program is available as a podcast as well. The most recent one with Jack has us talking about the thoracic surgeon that I went to see and the tales of COVID problems. And Jack talks about my immune system and your immune system. Actually, I think we underscored last week for the first time the health pack, that immune system health pack that came from Standard Process, right?
This time of year, you bet.
I have it now. It's very good. And Jack underscores again why vitamin D is so important. I think we talk about vitamin D almost every week. And there hasn't been enough attention paid to it for years and years and years. So now it's appropriate to spend a lot of time talking about why you need D and B as well. We all heard growing up, you need your vitamin C. Drink your orange juice, right? We heard that, but we never heard anything of vitamin B. I never heard about vitamin B until, I guess I knew about it before I met you, but the D thing between you and Ken, that has become a very, and no matter how much I take and how much sunlight I get, I still don't seem to have enough when I get my blood test. I don't know why.
You may not have enough according to a blood test. You may have enough for your own individual needs. This is where we get into something I refer to as numerosis.
Yeah, right.
In other words, a lot of these numbers are just decided as some kind of a median for male, female, and whatever age you want nationwide. And we're such a collection pot anymore, or what, melting pot in this country of so many different ethnic origins that have been based on thousands and thousands of years of genetic determination in their individual populations around the planet. Now they're here over the last, 200, 250 years, and we expect everybody to follow a certain number as being average for them, which is utter nonsense.
Right.
The thing is, how do you feel? Do you have the strength to get up and move around? Is your skin healthy? You know, all the various characteristics. Do you have good nails on the end of your fingers? There's another good calcium indication.
Yep.
You know, are you losing hair? If you're losing hair, then there's some essential oils that you're missing in your diet, especially the line of
B6.
Copper,
too, I think. Copper
and iron are very important balancing mechanisms of one another, just as calcium and phosphorus are. The kinds of things that our medical establishment understood 100 years ago before drugs got involved.
Yep.
And drugs push natural stuff out of the way to make more money.
Jack Stockwell, by the way, the podcast is available at Good Day Health Show. GetFatRadio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't miss the Forbidden Doctor podcast that's up right now. The most recent one is an update on the COVID, understanding whether you get it or whether you're going to die, that sort of thing. It's very important to listen to that. Coming up, a discussion of the female endocrine system here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When the 2006 college football season started, many fans circled the Ohio State-Michigan game on November 18th. Michigan rallied to cut Ohio State's lead to 35-31 early in the fourth quarter. But the play calling of head coach Jim Tressel and the precision passing of quarterback Troy Smith carved up the Michigan defense with a 13-play, 83-yard drive for Smith's fourth touchdown of the game. Ohio State prevailed 42-39 on their way to the national championship game.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack, as he's lovingly referred to, I'm Dr. Doug. I don't have a license, but I come across as an expert because I want you to think I'm an expert. So, I have experience. What the heck?
Well, half of it is sounding like an expert.
Well, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Having credibility, right?
Yeah.
And convincing people that I have credibility, which has been something I've been working on now for about 50-some-odd years on the radio. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here, with a focus now on women and their endocrine system. First of all, what do we both, men and women, have endocrine systems?
Absolutely. It's our hormones. And we're talking about the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the pancreas, the adrenals, the thyroid, ovaries, testicles.
Is that the stuff that's influenced by your ageless thyroid capsule?
Yes,
that you
is
have?
Food. Ageless food. Thyroid is the food
okay.
for the
get that at Forbidden Doctor, too, by the way, folks.
Now, thank goodness Mother Nature chose the female of our species to bear our young. Mm-hmm. I think if she chose the male species, it wouldn't have worked. We would have refused to do it. Mm-hmm. And in order,
men are not as strong as women. That's
oh, heavens no.
Over
heavens,
and over again.
After having been in practice for 30-some years now, seeing patients for 30-some years, I can attest to the fact that men are wimps compared to the female patients I take.
You mean what pain they can tolerate,
oh,
that sort of thing?
Oh, my goodness, and the stress that they, just my whole world's coming apart. And the women just bear down and go through it and do what's necessary, as is represented in childbirth, with labor and delivery. But because the conception process is so controlled by hormonal balances inside the body, these hormonal balances continue on past conception, past labor and delivery, and unto the point where menopause occurs, which is usually around late 40s, early 50s. And all that happens with menopause is it's just a decrease in some of these hormones hitting the body in order to stop ovulation from taking place. That's the main reason that the estrogen levels start to decrease, so that they no longer can conceive past the menopausal age, so that they can go into the great golden years of the female life as grandmothers or mentors or doctors, lawyers, whatever they do the rest of their lives. They don't have to worry about the childbearing aspects that take place. However, underneath all of this is a vital functioning endocrine system. And if it has the food, the minerals, the enzymes, the vitamins, the coenzymes that are necessary to keep those hormone glands healthy, they're going to sail right through menopause. A very short period of menopausal changes, a very short period of hot flashes, and there's a whole science behind that, and the other things that are associated with menopausal change, that they can come out absolutely golden on the other side. And that's why we have the General Female Endocrine Health Pack. It's just a box that has 60 packets in it. You take two a day, one in the morning, one at night. It has the black currant seed oil, which is absolutely necessary for prostaglandins and inflammation in these organs to be normal. Catalin, that has all of the vital nutrients, support for the hypothalamus gland that controls the pituitary plus other glands, a healthy function for the ovaries, the adrenal, pituitary, thyroid, and a lot of tuna omega-3, which gives us the DHA and the EPA. And I've just got scores of ladies who have been able to take care of this stuff and sail through menopause.
All right. Well, there you go. There's what's the difference between Simplex F, which is part of this pack, and Cataplex F? Is that too technical a question?
Well, there is. No, Simplex F has more of the protomorphages in it than just Simplex, than just right. Cataplex
but,
F.
The people aren't going to remember that. What they're going to remember is General Female Endocrine Fundamentals, and that's what
you need.
Yeah,
the daily fundamental pack for
maybe females. When you're taking the symptom survey or you're communicating with Jack's office through ForbiddenDoctor.com, you ask about this and see if you get on the program, see if it'll help you out if you're going through this part of your life. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While most Americans understand the importance of COVID-19 and the precautions put in place, many are becoming protesters to reject politician curfews. From California to New York, thousands are taking to the streets, pointing out these same politicians that impose curfews are enjoying trips to Maui and eating in restaurants President-elect Joe Biden said he will send to Congress a bill to provide a pathway to citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants. Biden said, "I made a commitment in the first 100 days. I will send an immigration bill to the United States Senate with a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people in America." Republicans filed a lawsuit Tuesday asking a Wisconsin Supreme Court to block certification of the presidential election results. The lawsuit says tens of thousands of ballots are not legal votes. Democrat Attorney General Josh Call said, "The litigation filed this afternoon seeks to disenfranchise every Wisconsinite who voted in this year's presidential election." USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Two-time national college football champion quarterback and former NFL veteran Tim Tebow will return to the New York Mets organization next season. The revelation comes after club president Sandy Alderson encouraged the 33-year-old Tebow to come back. The 2007 Heisman Trophy winner spent 4 years climbing through the ranks of professional baseball. The Dow Jones Industrial Average reached the 30,000 milestone for the first time ever. President Trump held a press conference Tuesday to mark the achievement. Trump said, "I just want to congratulate everybody. The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, just hit 30,000, which is the highest in history." Homeowners rejoice. Home values have gone from home sweet home to home sweet returns. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The S&P Logic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index says prices rose 7% in September. That's the biggest jump since 2014. Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego led the increase in a 20-city composite that didn't include Detroit. Prices in Phoenix jumped more than 11%, while Seattle saw an increase of 10%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2017, there were 126.2 million homeowners in the United States. Thanksgiving will go on in 2020. Three NFL games are on tap Thursday. Houston will play at Detroit, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at Dallas, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Baltimore at Pittsburgh, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Second half hour on this week's Good Day Health program with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, a NUCA board certified chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and someone I proudly call him my friend because he is. He's smart. What, you call you a friend too? Nice to like yourself.
Yes, when I'm, you know, shaving in the mirror. Hey, yeah. Friend, how you doing?
Hey, you're looking pretty good there, boy. At any rate, so there are always questions that are coming up from people. Diabetes has been something we focused on a lot during COVID. And the difference between what I remember hearing about sugar diabetes when I was a kid, because I think my grandfather had it. What's the difference between regular diabetes and type 2 diabetes, and how does that is that impacted by COVID? Because we've heard a lot since it started that if you have diabetes, you're a sitting duck for COVID. So is it diabetes or a type 2 diabetes or both?
Well, diabetes type 1, of course, is where you're not making any insulin. and you've got to take insulin.
You got to be on the injection, yeah, or you be at the, what is that machine that they put you on in the hospital? The diabetes.
Dialysis?
Dialysis machine.
Yeah, that's for the kidney failure that often is associated with advanced diabetes.
Yeah.
And then diabetes type 2 is where you're making sufficient insulin. Your body just doesn't recognize it anymore. And then so that leads to obesity and metabolic syndrome.
Why would that be? Why would your body not recognize
it? Because the insulin is constantly in the bloodstream because of your food choices, particularly carbohydrates. A carbohydrate, whether it's a Snickers bar or a leaf of kale or a broccoli spear, they're all carbohydrate. The idea is that these carbohydrates break down in the digestive system to glucose, which is the form of sugar your body can use. It really can't use anything else except glucose. So all sugars, all carbs, everything eventually at the end of the day is going to become glucose. And there's parts of the brain that absolutely have to have glucose. Red blood cells live off of glucose. So you've got to have a certain amount of glucose in the system all the time. When you have a meal that has a lot of carb in it, which people are going to be doing this week with Thanksgiving, the insulin levels go up because insulin's job is to get the glucose out of the bloodstream and into the cells where the cells can use that energy. Now, the idea is that as soon as the blood sugar goes up, insulin goes up, and the blood sugar goes down, and then insulin goes down, and then you don't eat for several hours, and everything balances out back inside the body. But in our American diets today, we're constantly snacking, constantly munching on something here or there, mostly carbohydrate-oriented, and that keeps the insulin levels up. And when the insulin levels stay up, insulin is very corrosive to the arterial system. It's irritating. It's inflammatory. It's a very powerful hormone. And the idea is for it to be there to get the glucose down and then disappear from the bloodstream, or at least go way, way down to where it's not problematic. But the kind of diets we have, to repeat myself, keeps insulin levels high. And as the insulin levels stay high, the sensors on the walls of the cells just, well, who are you? Yeah, I know you. Yeah, just get out of here. You're bothering me, kind of a thing. And they don't recognize it. Blood sugar levels stay really high. Insulin levels stay really high. And that sugar then is converted to fat. Your body doesn't know when you eat breakfast this morning that you're going to have lunch or dinner. Anything extra that it doesn't need for energy, it's going to convert to fat for the bad days ahead when there is no food available. That's our orientation deep in our metabolic system. So, why is it different? Why is it problematic with COVID? Because the body is already under tremendous stress when it's in a diabetic kind of condition. Hormonal balances are thrown off. Digestive processes are thrown off. The kidney is struggling. The heart is struggling. The liver is struggling, trying to handle these high levels of sugar in the bloodstream. And then along comes something we call COVID that just turns up the amplifier and makes all these stress signals and the body's response to it worse. And it suppresses the immune system.
All right.
Which is the eventual problem anyway.
Right. Okay, so now let's move on into COVID. Is it true that people with antibodies from having had COVID are protected for 6 months? There are a lot of people wondering whether there is protection, whether there's no protection.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. Usually you can get, how many times do people, the average person, get a cold every year? Yeah, maybe once in the spring, once in the summer.
Do you? I haven't had a cold for decades.
I can't remember the last time I had a cold.
I can't remember
the last time I had the flu, any of those things. But I think the average American, again, diet-based, is going to have one or two or three colds a year. Every time that happens, it's a detoxification process that's going on inside the body. Various kinds of viruses can be identified. Your body is building antibodies to this stuff all the time. And usually, you know, it's like little kids. Why don't kids have measles and mumps at exactly the same time? Why don't they have chicken pox?
I thought we did.
And no, they don't. You don't find that happening. They happen one after another. They don't happen at the same time because the immune system is learning how to deal with these things.
Really?
And it's the same thing with COVID or any of these other types of things that come down the pike. Your body's going to build antibodies. Now, COVID hasn't been around long enough to be able to make real determinable studies or conclusions as to what is good and what isn't. And so usually with a vaccine, you go through 5 or 6 years of animal studies to prove some level of safety before you ever try a human. These things are going to be hitting the mark. The studies this time are going to be done on humans.
Yeah,
those that volunteer and line up. And then we kind of watch and see what happens. Are they protected for a long time? We don't know. We won't
In Salt Lake City, where you are, are the regular, your brother-in-law is the head of the medical department in
He was
Utah
for a while. He's retired now, but he was president of the American Medical, or the Medical Association.
He's not even on the same page as you when it comes to all this stuff. So I guess that what I'm wondering is what they're saying in Utah about first responders. When is the vaccine going to be available there? You're not going to take it and you're not going to administer it, but there'll be a lot of people that'll be running around. Do people come into your clinic and say, hey, Dr. Jack, when this comes out, the vaccine comes out in a couple of weeks, are you going to take a shot? And then we going to be protected because you're going to be protected?
Yeah, I'm asked this all the time. I'm asked this all the time.
And I
said what I will probably do, what I honestly will do, is if I even entertain the possibility of doing something like that, I will read the insert inside the box.
Right.
And usually they won't let you see that. They don't want you to see that. Because of all this stuff, the polysorbate 80 that's in there decreases the blood-brain barrier, opens up the brain to all kinds of stuff that's flowing through the bloodstream. I mean, we can go on and on about
ingredients.
I doubt it. I doubt it, but the political pressure behind this.
Oh, my God.
You may not be able to get on an airplane.
Yeah.
You may not be able to go into a public.
Here's my card. I had my shot.
That's right. There'll be a black market for those cards.
That's for sure. And I'll be the first one who won one, and you're the second.
Yes, I will wait and watch what happens to the rest of the population before I try that.
Yeah. Good day, health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side. Speaking of being at your service, how'd you like to have your whole house filled with MyPillows? Every bedroom has 4 pillows on it. Let's say if it's a single or a twin bed, you need 2, right? Doesn't everybody need 2 pillows? On a double bed or a twin or even a king, you need at least 4 different sizes if it's a king. Now's the time to stock up on these pillows from MyPillow because they're offering them at 33%, one-third the price they normally sell them at, and now's the time to buy them before Christmas. Get them for the house, get them for your friends, get them for your family. It's a great gift, a gift of health, in a manner of speaking. And, you know, wash them, you can dry them. It's very cool. All of them are 30, let's see, normally the standard and queen premium MyPillows are $30. Now, you can get them, normally they're $69.98, $70. Now you can get them for $29.98, I say $30. Save $40 on these things. Amazing. And remember, you can wash them, you can dry them, they last for a long time. And if you don't like them, the whole warranty business has been extended to the 1st of March, so you get twice as much time to figure out whether they're right for you. That's it. Lowest price of the year, best guarantee ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the discount promo code DJV at checkout to make sure you're getting the best deal and free shipping. That's MyPillow.com at checkout. Saving all this money, use the promo code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. We're wired to want windows to experience nature.
A lot of it centers on what's called biophilia. Bio-life, philia meaning love, so we have a love for nature.
Dr. Brent Bauer says research from Mayo Clinic's Well Living Lab shows office areas with windows, which provide natural light and views of the outdoors, improve workers' cognitive performance and satisfaction with their office environment.
How it actually works or what it actually does is a little harder to determine with 100% clarity yet.
Dr. Bauer says people are happier and healthier when exposed to nature. It may help boost immune function and decrease stress. He has tips on how to work nature into your workspace. If you can move by a window, do it. If not,
bring nature into your cubicle.
Wood, stone, a plant, or maybe a water feature.
It seems to be almost as powerful if you have a picture of nature.
Bringing the outside in for better health and productivity. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exogen.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell on the Good Day Health program. I'm Doug Steffen, entertaining lots of important ideas when it comes to medicine. That's why I ask you to check out the podcast, because you can't possibly keep up with all the things that are going on. But if you find that you're curious, you can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and see what Jack and Mary are cooking up, or you can listen to our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com. The business of the long and healthy life that we all talk about, it's all pretty much food related, isn't it? I mean, really, when you get down to the bottom line, living a good, long, healthy, happy life is based on what you eat, much more than anything else.
Well, absolutely.
What you put in. Yeah.
What is feeding your brain and your endocrine glands right now is what you ate the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. And what did you eat in the last 24 hours?
What did I have? Yesterday I had lunch was clam chowder, a very good clean source of clam chowder. Last night I had a couple of beef patties.
Was the chowder cream-based, flour-based, or was
cream.
It water-based? Because
no,
the
cream.
Chowder's, the real, real chowder is not cream-based. There's no flour in it. It has, there's like, if you order clams or mussels in a good restaurant, they come sort of in a base, and it's a water base. It's kind of like a stew. And that's really what good clam chowder is made from, or any kind of chowder.
The New England clam chowder is...
That is New England clam chowder. The stuff, the flour that they all put in it, and the milk and cream and stuff, that's not New England clam chowder. That's made who knows where. But it has been passed off as New England clam chowder. But real New England chowder is a water-based, like, do you know bouillabaisse, those bouillabaisse?
Yes, absolutely.
That restaurant we go to in Salt Lake, remember I've had that bouillabaisse, the fish combo in a stew. Well,
yes.
That's really what, it's a clam stew. That's really what you need, not with creams and stuff. That's all that stuff's not good for you. Anyway, at least the flour and stuff that's in it isn't.
Hey, I was kind of holding back with the COVID-19 vaccine.
You were?
I wasn't telling you the truth.
Okay, so tell me
just
the truth.
Just the aluminum and the mercury in there alone is good reason to stay the hell away from that stuff.
Yeah. Well,
because
you know, we've
poison.
Had that in the flu. You've warned about flu shots for years because there was
mercury.
Aluminum or mercury, rather mercury in it. And they still have that for those who don't know that there are two kinds of flu shots. There is the one that they give you for free, and that is the stuff that has a preservative, so it'll last longer. Stuff you pay for is the better, right? What is it, $29 a shot or something?
Yeah, something like that. And it depends on whether it's quadrivalent or hexavalent, which just means how many different things are present. Quadrivalent, of course, means four, and there's going to be a lot of mercury in there to preserve that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a single shot, there isn't much, but there's no safe level of mercury. There's no safe level at all. In fact, hazmat laws now is if in a dentist's office they spill the mercury amalgam on the floor, they are legally required by OSHA to call in a hazmat crew to clean it up.
Good.
But we don't think about injecting it in the body.
All right, something to remember, that some other things like a good night's sleep can help you stave off heart failure risk, a lot of things like that. Just keep in mind, there's so many good ways for you to stay healthy. You can check out a lot of them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And when you're there, look over all of the great supplements like the one that we were talking about today for women going through menopause. It's all there at your fingertips. Lots of help at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen with Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bunga, this is bad. They're coming to take you away, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. It's Movie Moments on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Chuck Curry, the music from Predator. Nobody will remember that. So who's in... What, who are the people in Predator? I didn't see. This is one of those...
I was one of Arnold Schwarzenegger's first big blockbusters back in 1987.
Who else was in the movie, and what was the theme of it, Chucker?
Oh, it's Jesse the Body Ventura was in it. Shane Black, who went on to direct the last Predator film. Basically, it's about an alien life form that hunts people in a jungle. It was a really good movie. It was directed by John McTiernan. And, you know, it's interesting. That guy, you know, people always band about Steven Spielberg and Martin Scorsese as great, great directors, James Cameron. This guy directed Predator. He directed the original Die Hard, Die Hard 3, Hunt for Red October. Pretty talented guy. Wound up going to federal jail on a wiretapping charge and hasn't really worked since probably in the 70s now. But he's a really major talent. The reason we play that music is that Disney, who bought 20th Century Fox, has greenlighted a fifth entry in a standalone Predator franchise, hiring Dan Trachtenberg, who did a movie called 10 Cloverfield Lane, to helm the project. I love the first film. I actually am a big fan of the second one with Danny Glover. He was the star when Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't want to do a sequel. The other two, mediocre, and they did two Predator vs. Alien films, which are mediocre. Also, I don't know how much juice is left in this franchise, but they keep
squeezing
pretty hard here. Yeah. And if there's anything R-rated, Disney's going to release under the 20th Century Fox banner.
R-rated movies go to 20th Century Fox. Okay.
Yeah, okay. And they're going to do a Deadpool 3, and most likely that'll fall under the 20th Century Fox banner.
Can you imagine how long it takes Ryan to get made up for that? That although every day that he has to act in that thing, the makeup, I bet it's really stiff, too. Can you imagine looking at that face and the way they put the makeup? It's like every day putting the mask on from Mission Impossible, right? Isn't that sort of what it
was? Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's boring sitting in that chair, but you have to do it to get the effect in the final product. Yeah. And some other movie news. It was announced Regal Cinema has acquired a $450 million loan. That and a few other maneuvers, they now have $750 million in liquidity. Having said that, that is one of the three major changes in the country. Regal Cinemas, they are still going to close until 2021. Now, over the past weekend, Doug, I hate to be a doom and gloomer, but 700 movie theaters at least temporarily shut down. There's another 700 screens in this country that will not play. And one has to wonder how many screens will be left standing Christmas Day when Wonder Woman 1984 opens up.
I would think some of them would come back to life on that day, as a matter of fact. The theater that I go to.
We're going to in Pennsylvania, where I am, a 10% seating rule. So our main theater and the theater I'm involved in, so Theater 1 has 120 seats. That means a max, so we could bring in the 12 people.
Yeah. How does that work for you? I went
not
to
exactly
see...
Not exactly an exciting business model, but...
No, but it is what it is, you know?
I know.
And when I thought about seeing that Jackie Chan movie that you were talking about last Friday, because that's playing locally here, and then I thought to myself, why do I want to... It's another one of these Chinese... This is now... Jackie Chan is working with the Chinese government. All the movies he does are produced by the Chinese... That Chinese company, which is the Chinese government. And I don't want to go see it. I don't want to patronize it. And so, especially when you think about it, if you put two and two together, the Chinese being responsible for all of this, why would you support them by going to see a movie that they paid to produce? No.
You have a right to do that. And the movie did gas fumes here anyway. It did like $700,000. But again, restated, you know, this weekend at the box office, I think the total box office was $4 million last year, year to year, thanks to one week before Thanksgiving, total box office was $220 million. So we went from $220 million to $4 million. Now you're getting theater closures. You're getting from 50% occupancy to 10%. It's like having... it's like, you know, you need to eat, but they don't give you food. And if you don't eat, you sort of starve, and bad things ultimately happen. So if this, you know, if theaters are left standing sometime in 2021, I do believe wholeheartedly they will come back. But getting to that point, as we say, is going to be very difficult.
You know what I'd like to see more of? Victoria and I were talking earlier about a new documentary about blood, sweat, and tears. It really is quite good. You can find it at bloodsweatandtears.com, by the way, bloodsweatandtearsdoc.com. But that stuff would be great on a big screen. That's the kind of stuff they should put in the theaters.
Well, we do documentaries all the time. It's still a limited audience, but I agree. I love documentaries. Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah. Good stuff. We love you, Chucker. Chuck Curry, the movie man on Movie Moments on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.